Indeed. Hope 103.2, Tina Cousins at 11 past 8, Aaron and Dan, and it's a Friday. This is what we do.
It is what we do. We used to have ABBA Tuesdays. Remember our sensational
sing-along? Yes, we did. We did.
Back in the day.
Oh, yes.
But being a Friday, we have some sort of artist or artistic group coming in. We have ABBA's back live in the Den. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
So, moving along, we have Peter in here, we have Narelle, we have Lana and Brendan, and you guys are ABBA's back.
Yes.
So my first question, and I'm very interested to know how this came about, at what point do you go, let's form an ABBA band?
Well, it happened probably about 5 years ago, but it came out of the need of, there were a few ABBA tribute bands around, but we thought, no, we want to make a really good one. And we want an ABBA tribute band that really focuses on voices. So we put this one together. And it's, that's history. It's been a great hit.
Now, are you all ABBA nuts to get into this in the first place? Did you have to be nuts about ABBA?
I think, yeah, we all really loved ABBA. And I remember dancing around to it when I was a kid. But, yeah, it was just one of those things. I actually knew the guys that were in the band beforehand, so I came into it a bit later as well. So
yeah, we met a long time ago, didn't we?
So it was actually fun when they put the concept to us. Like, yeah, that'll be really
cool.
This'll
be fun.
It's obviously taken off too, because you've had, looking at your website, you've got some huge audiences that you've played to, and the setup's quite large. Where have you performed?
I'd say the best place that we've performed in would have to be Malaysia. That was awesome. It was a charity for people in need. And it was a huge, huge night. There was
We had 2,000 people there.
And
they made about 1.2 million ringgit for the poor.
Wow.
Yeah, so that went down huge. We also had a huge night at Sutherland Entertainment Centre earlier this year. We had sell-out crowd, 875 people, and the place just went off.
It did.
We had to get structural engineers in afterwards just to check the building.
Yeah, good idea.
Now, obviously you enjoy, there's something about ABBA music. I think everybody has an appreciation for it. But when you're up there on the stage, you obviously still enjoy doing it. You don't get sick of doing the Dancing Queens and all the rest of it?
Never.
No way.
There's so much you can do with the songs. They're so well put together. It's very good music. I've played lots of bands, and you always play two or three ABBA songs. And in some ways, when you do it that way, you don't appreciate it. But when you're enveloped by it, surrounded by it, you're challenged to actually make it interesting for yourself. And, yeah, there's lots you can do. So we do try and push it a little bit to make it fresh as
like
well.
We've learnt 30 ABBA songs. Who can name 30 ABBA songs?
I knew three.
Just phone in and, But there's a lot there, and there's a lot of material within those songs. Yeah. There's a huge depth in it.
And a lot of stuff people know without realising they know as well, which is another good thing. You know?
Wow. Oh, so of the 30 that you know, you'll perform two this morning. What's up first?
Well,
we'd have to do...
You know, like, we didn't bring the whole band with us. No. We've just got a couple of guitars. I mean, I'm the keyboard player. We just have a couple of guitars here, but we should be able to manage...
Dancing Queen.
That royal song.
Good.
The song about royalty.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, well, we'll hear Dancing Queen in just a moment.
Yes.
And then something else a little later on.
Yeah,
excellent.
All right. Cool. This is good. 8:15 with ABBA's back in the Den this morning. And they are back. I'm looking forward to hearing this next. This is Third Day. Hope 103.2.